You guys, I'm back. Today's my 1%. Today's the day that I didn't blow your eardrums out if you're wearing AirPods or headphones. And for that, I'm really grateful. I hope you guys are having an amazing, amazing Monday. I decided for this podcast, since I asked the question on my Instagram what I should do my podcast on today because I missed 2 weeks being on the road, I asked. So I'm going to answer a lot of them. So I'm just going to scroll through the questions and try to answer them to cover a lot of ground today. I hope you guys love this style of podcast. Here we go. So a lot of you guys that have been listening for a long time probably have seen people ask really redundant questions where you're just like, man, why don't they just listen to this episode or that episode? So I am going to do just a little baby recap while answering some of these Instagram questions. So the first one I got was how not to get so stressed out. But I also got one from my girl that listens every week that says how to effectively and happily live life when you're nonstop from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. So I'm going to answer both of those, how not to get stressed out, and then like what looks like a very adult question of I'm booked 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. Here's the tea on dealing with stress levels. One, when we go after goals or try to change our lives in any way, there's an element of stress to that. So I don't know that, but there is happy stress and there is bad stress. And I think that we get to choose which one of those. Like, I am heading back out on the road in a couple of days. I'm stressed out about leaving everyone behind and just only getting to see people for a couple of days. And that really stresses me out. It's almost easier for me to stay out on the road than to come home and do this. It's way easier for me to stay out on the road than to come home and do this. So for me to not like start bawling when I leave again, knowing that I'm going to be gone an even longer period of time, is really tough for me. But what I have to understand is that there is an element of stress. And if I really, really, really put the days down on a calendar, 14 days or 18 days away from home or whatever it may be, like chill out and do your time. Do your time if you really want this goal. Like just chill out is one thing that I could say to myself. Because if somebody told me like to do anything for a month, I'd be like, it's a month. Like, okay, whatever, it's a month. And then when you're in the middle of it, you're like, I've been out here for 2 weeks and I'm dying. And everything needs to be put in perspective. If you could eat healthy for a month or work out every day for a month or whatever, it's not that hard to stick to something for a period of time. What's hard is getting your mind to not derail. So for an adult that has obligations, that is stressed out from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. and for anyone else that is stressed out, let me give you the best advice that I've ever taken myself, and that is find the things that you can say no to. And the first thing you'll say is a whole lot of valid excuses. And they'll start with, yeah, but my bills and I'm making extra money, so the blah, 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 and but the time and it's the transportation and I'm just not sure. Listen, if it means if your whole life is stressed out and you can pinpoint it back to a car payment or you can pinpoint it back to something else, get rid of that thing. Buy you an $800 beater and get yourself 6 hours more time in the day or whatever that may be. Say no to some things. Some things may even be really fulfilling, but this is just not the time for them. This could be just not the time. Because our life was not meant to wake up, work, pay bills, get back up, do the same thing. Like, we've got to have some fulfillment in there. It is so important that we have that fulfillment in there. So for that person, you've got to say no to something. You have to say no to something. This person said, I feel like I'm running out of time to accomplish my dreams. I got stationed in Germany and then it got cut off. That's really crazy. And let me tell you why. I'm going to just visit this profile, because I bet that this is a person that's like very, very young. And I think what people don't understand is that one, we're always pursuing a goal. We're always pursuing something and there's no deadline. There's literally no timeline. And what happens is we start comparing ourselves to the people around us. I'm the same age as Beyonce. And I'm like, I've always been like, Beyonce has accomplished blah, 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 or won 43 Grammys, and I haven't even gotten out of school yet, or whatever it may be. But every single time we compare ourselves to someone else's journey, we are going to lose joy. Every single time that we compare ourselves to someone else's journey, we are going to lose time. My friend was recently pregnant and had a gorgeous baby, and it's made me pay way more attention to people's pregnancy journeys. And when I see their like during pictures and at what month they're at, and then when they have their baby and their postpartum bod pics and all this other stuff, and now I'm hypersensitive to that. And I have to tell you, it's very disheartening to see how some people handle the before, during, and after process of something like that, because I'm just like, wow, guys, like, that's pretty bold to be like, I just happen to have a six pack 2 days after. And you're just like, okay, whoa with this, because like, I'm not even there yet. And I am feeling pressured by this person because now I'm comparing my never had a baby bod to this person's 2 days after baby bod. And there goes my joy. So I think it's very, very important for you guys to understand that the timeline that you're on is your own timeline. It's your very own. And I've said this 1,000 times, but the night that Cody Ohl, a calf roper, won his 50th go-round at the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, he had won his 50th victory in that arena. I won my first one. And we had been at a lot of the same NFRs. And everybody was like, you know, I had it on myself, this ticking time bomb of, when am I ever going to win a round? I've won second. I've, you know, done poorly. I've done great. When is my time for this? And finally, I won my first round, and I thought, man. And later in life, you know, I think that I've probably gone ahead of that person in other things that maybe they wanted to accomplish. So I'm sure that at some point people will look at you and go, dang, why haven't I been able to get there by the time you've gotten here? So hopefully that'll let you guys know, you know, Trevor Brazil won umpteen world titles before I ever got one in my hands. And I rodeoed longer and tougher and harder. And I think everything in due time, but we're never out of time. Just so you know, you're never out of time to pursue that thing. The minute that somebody tells you that you're out of time, that's the minute that things really start to fall apart. So you are not out of time. Okay, we have another one. This one is struggling with friendships. I love my friends, but I feel like I'm outgrowing some of them. You are. If you've written it down, if you've typed it out, you've outgrown them. So here's the tea on that. And I have another podcast called Friendship Funerals. They're unfortunately, depending on how evolved you are and how self-aware you are, depends on how this situation is going to go. But remember, some people have not grown into that version of themselves yet. And so you may be very kind about this process, and other people may not, simply because they have not grown to that point yet. So here's the thing that I've learned over the course of my lifetime. There's no reason to have a big moment. There's no crescendo needed for a friendship being outgrown and walking away from someone that you no longer have a ton of stuff in common with. But just simply allowing that friendship to turn into something else, a little bit more distanced while still being very beautiful. If you have a crescendo of like, I don't think we should be friends anymore moment, it's going to get really awkward and painful and someone's going to get hurt. It's better to just let that bad boy fizzle and do its thing, because people naturally grow and find a different tribe. And guess what? Unlike the butterfly that turns into a butterfly from a caterpillar one time, we as humans do that several times over the course of our lives. Several times. So you're just going to just grow and grow. But remember, your next friend group is not your permanent friend group either. So it's very important that you just understand and allow yourself that growth, and no need for these giant conversations. Just allow things to naturally go their way. Okay, so let me find this next question. Approaching family and friends who do not encourage you to chase your dreams and reach your goals. Well, this question has a few parts, and that is approaching the people that don't encourage you. So basically, you're kind of saying, I'm going to go confront these folks that don't believe in me. But the problem with that is that confronting them won't make them believe in you. See, just like I just said in the last question, those people may not be the version of themselves that can accept that yet. The version of themselves, they're still dealing with their own defeat. They're still dealing with the fact that they haven't accomplished what they want to accomplish. So for them to envision you accomplishing something when they haven't done it yet is absurd. So you're trying to tell them that the sky is purple over and over again, when it would be far easier for you to tell them, watch this. Sorry, we got some Dallas action. We got some action up in this car. So for me, telling these people that you're going to accomplish your dreams is a horrible idea. Never do that. Instead, what you want to do is just show them. Just show them. One step at a time. If they are getting in the way of your dream, find a way around it. If you want a really good book suggestion for this, it's called The Obstacle is the Way. It's a really, really good book about things kind of being in your way while at the same time making something happen. Okay, so I'm going to look at another question, which is simply just priorities and prioritizing. This is a good one. And I feel like I've done so many subjects on priorities and prioritizing, but you got to say no to a lot of stuff in order to say yes to something better. So for me, when you write down, and I talked about this in my Insta story today, when you write down all the things that would make you feel like today is an accomplishment, make sure to throw your goal in there. So let me show you how this plays out in my week. On Sunday, I answer this sentence for myself. What would make this week feel like a success? Once I answer that, what would make this week feel like a success? It helps me refocus my entire week. See, every day we write down little to-do lists and little things in our phones, and we write down little lists and we scratch off things on those lists, like laundry and wash the car and organize the garage and those kind of things. We never make a to-do list for our goals, and they will pass you by. They will go. You'll be 10 years down the road, two kids and a divorce behind you, and realize that you still never got that one thing done that you wanted to do so badly. So every day, think about what that goal should be. Is it spending more time with your family? Is it, I've got a friend that wants to own a big clothing brand. And this person wants to own a big clothing brand and wants to do all of these things for this clothing brand to go. But when I look at her lifestyle, I look at her going on vacations countless times a year, and going, you know, doing really big things and meeting with people that are super fun and having this really cool kind of fun experience. And I'm like, why are you focused on one thing when you're already living the result of it? You've got to see which parts bring fulfillment. Because if you think that more of that, more vacations and more meeting with fun people and more money in the bank would bring you more fulfillment, then absolutely go for it. But if you are feeling like, well, if I just had more of that, if I just had more money, if I just had more more vehicles, if I had a better vehicle, if I had a whatever it may be, you may be already living the moment and just not able to see the fulfillment around you. We've got to really prioritize seeing the things around us. I really, really love how we live. I love my little commute to work. I love the people that I work with. I love where I work. I love when I have to go out of town. And I love that portion of it. I don't want to do it all the time, but I do love that portion of everything. So when I think about my goals and I think about how to prioritize things, I never want to take for granted the things that are bringing me fulfillment right now. So that's one thing that I feel like a lot of people skip over is, but what are you getting right now? And how will more be more? Or will it not? Or could you just say no to a few things now and really live in the enjoyment and fulfillment that you have right now? So I hope that this has answered a few of your questions. Again, this is not me telling you how to live. This is simply how life has gone for me and how I feel kind of in these moments when you guys ask me questions. I hope that you guys love this podcast. I hope that it answered something for you. I am a words of affirmation girl, so all I ask back is that you hit me up in the DMs or share this on your social media. Let me know if it positively affected you, because I did my best to answer some of your questions. I am totally out of the podcasting loop. My brain is not 100% in it. That's why I did not podcast for 2 weeks while I was gone. And I almost didn't podcast today, but hopefully... And I'll know once you DM me, but hopefully something in here helped you through your day. And then I'll know that I am back doing just a little bit toward the podcasting game. This was for sure my 1%. I will be more prepared for the next podcast, whenever that may be. You guys, thank you so much for listening. I so appreciate you. Have an amazing rest of your week.